The Gold Coast Magic Millions is on Sky Sports Radio.
But it is indeed a privilege here on Sky Racing to be joined by one of the world's best trainers. He's been here all week. He's been chaperoned by Vin Cox and the team at Godolphin. I talk of John Gosden. John, officially welcome to Sky Racing.
Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to be here. I'm learning a lot here.
Well, first of all, can you explain to our listeners and viewers just what you're doing here?
Well, that's a very good question. Last time I attended any sales was in the mid-80s in Sydney, where we used to stay at a place now knocked down called the Siebel Townhouse.
Right.
We had a lot of fun there. Yep. So that was when I was training in California. We're coming here, we're buying horses with Godolphin, and I'm learning a lot about the pedigrees, which obviously I'm not as conversant with as I should be.
You're trusting your eye more than the catalogue, are you?
I am, and I'm just hoping that I can see through my hat. And
Is this something that's just started, or have you been looking at yearlings on behalf of Godolphin for a little
while? No, I have done it for a long time in the Northern Hemisphere, obviously in England, Ireland, France and America, but not down here. No, I like to watch the racing from here a lot. It comes at a convenient time with us, between our first two sets in the morning, so we can watch some good racing. And I've always been a great fan of the racing here, and it's getting better and stronger all the time. And the quality of horses here is exceptional.
Can I ask you about that, the quality? I mean, the prize money here in Australia, you would no doubt have read about it, the increases that Sydney, followed by Victoria, and now Queensland, where we are increasing. Is there ever the thought of you want to buy one here and get it trained here or something like that?
Well, I used to do that. Yeah. We used to buy them and leave them there. The idea they'd be 2 years here and then come up to California and race, you know. So that would be very tempting. But at this stage, we're very much looking to race here with these Godolphin horses. But to me, they look immaculate. These horses are strong. I know they're meant to have come out of a drought year, but they look magnificent, beautifully prepared. And I like to see it when they're sold by the studs, and so the people who've reared them from a little baby upwards are there with the horses. It's a very, very well organised and a very good fun as well, this sale.
I was going to say, the Magic Millions is a bit of a fun time in January. Everyone wants to come up here. A little bit warmer to what they're getting back home probably now. But
it is. I called my wife this morning. I went on the beach, so I'll go for a quiet walk. I've never seen so much activity in my life.
Yeah.
There was volleyball, all the little nippers learning how to surf. They were great in their little pink uniforms. And it's a tremendous sight. That beach is absolutely humming at 6 a.m.
It is. There's no doubt the sun's up. How different is this sale, Magic Millions, compared to a regular back home?
Well, it's a lot more exciting, I can tell you that, and everyone's very hospitable there. You know, I strongly believe that racing in Australasia, and particularly here, is so much on the up.
Yep.
Well organised, great prize money. And I remember when I come here, there was the Star Kingdom line and not much else, but now there's much larger gene pools, much quality, a lot of top trainers, jockeys and owners, and as you can hear in the back, you can come in here as a syndicate owner, an individual owner, whatever you want.
Exactly. Now, I've got to ask you why you're here about your famous horses, Enable, Cracksman. I guess they're enjoying inside at some time with the cold weather at home.
Well, she's just trotting and jogging right now, and obviously we're trying to prepare her to have a go at a third arc.
Right.
And she wouldn't be running till mid-season when we have our better older horse races, which is June time with us. I see Armand Eye, Horse of the Year, and Japan is heading there as well, so it's looking for quite a lineup.
So is the ARC decision not fully made?
Oh, it's fully made to go for
You're
that.
You're going, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of how we time it going in there.
Okay. What about Cracksman?
Well, he's retired to stud, but he went out in a blaze of glory in the Champion Stakes. He had a difficult year. He started looking at the girls, you know, when we're at Royal Ascot. And I don't know where's all those hats that they're wearing, but some damn thing. He wasn't concentrating. Freshened him up, brought him back, and a nice little set of blinkers, and he flew. And it's back to his best.
You've got a couple of handy two-year-olds too, haven't you?
Yeah, we have the champion two-year-old called Too Darn Hot. He's a Dubawi out of Dairemi. He's a lovely horse, beautifully moulded, quick.
Yep.
He looks probably nearly more a miler than, I don't think he's necessarily a Derby horse, that's a mile and a half at Epsom. He looks like a miler to me right now, maybe a mile and a quarter, but obviously we're excited about him, he's unbeaten.
Yeah, I understand. And would you like, we love bringing European trainers here with horses. Sydney, the Autumn, the Everest, the Sprinters, you know, the other races like Sydney Cup in Autumn's worth an astonishing amount of money. The Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
Have you been to, if you've got the rice horse, would you love to bring him down under?
Very much so. We sent Muntaha down last year for the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
He had 2 inches of rainfall morning of race. Didn't help him because he likes rattling ground. But look, he still ran fine, and my son was, Thady was down there looking after him. The Sydney Cup is a very attractive option. I remember that. But Sprinters, let me tell you, Colin Hayes told me years ago, our Sprinters are better than your Sprinters, and I think he's still right.
Yeah, he probably is. We often send them up to Royal Ascot, don't we?
You do, and you knock kickers for six.
Now, I've got to ask you one last one. The champion mare, Winx. A lot of people obviously want to see Winx v. Enable. It's never going to happen, we know that, because Winx is nearing retirement as well. But what do you think of her when you watch a race, Winx?
Well, we love watching a race. I make sure that we're tuned into it in my racing office in the stable, and we watch a lot of our races. It's a thrill. She's so beautifully trained, ridden, and the owners have been fantastic as they've gone with everything correctly. And the way she can cruise through a race, and then he can cheekily find the gap and be gone. She's an absolutely wonderful race mare, an all-time great. And she's in the sort of, from an Australia point of view, she's a far lap in that kind. And it's a great pleasure to see her, and how lucky we are to have fillies like that.
I'm going to get the guys to flick over to our vision behind us, because there's a yearling that we thought would be. It's got to 600,000. I hope this is not one that Godolphin were meant to bid on.
No, we just got beat on one, actually, so we've got to strengthen up a bit. We're on the pause button right now.
This is lot 417. This is the Redoute's Choice out of Breakfast in Bed Colt. As I say, behind us, I think it's got the 725,000. Prize money levels here, John, have gone, as I said, right out of the roof here. It's really showing just how strong Australian thoroughbred racing is.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're talking about, this is very much the century for Australia and Australasia. It's very strong here. I think we're looking weak in the rest of the world compared to you, and I'm talking about Europe and North America. So, look, it's you deserve everything you got, and as I say, the way the syndicates can work here too is it gets everyone involved.
Exactly. John, we'll let you go. I very much appreciate it. I know you've been hounded by a lot of the media, but we thank you coming on Sky and talking to us.
Pleasure.
Good on you. Right. Thanks, John.